Chapter 23. In the summer peace of the beautiful old Redwall Abbey orchard, a group of creatures sat taking al fresco breakfast among the fruit trees. Abbot Mordalfus presided.
Let us put our minds together, friends. If we wish to help Matthias and our young ones, we must solve the riddle of this poem.
The abbot tapped the stone tablet.
Where does the poetry end and the clues begin?
John Church Mouse put down his bowl of mint tea and placed his paw in a very certain manner between two lines of verse.
Right there. I'm sure of it. Listen. Through the seasons here I lie, neath this red wall that we made. Solve the mystery you must try.
John tapped his paw down decisively.
There, right there. I couldn't sleep for thinking about it. Here's where the real clues begin. Graven deep it will not fade, somewhere twixt our earth and sky. Birds and gentle breezes roam, there's a key you might espy. To that place I once called home.
The abbot toyed with a slice of apple.
I think you're right, John. In fact, part of the answer leapt out at me as you recited those words. It was the line that went, to that place I once called home. Right, if this was written by old Abbess Germain, then the place that she called home before she built Redwall was Loamhedge. However, that was all so far away and long ago in our history that the location of Loamhedge has been forgotten long before my time, and that of many abbots and abbesses before me.
John nodded agreement.
Of course. Old Loamhedge. That must be the place where the fox has taken our young ones. There, or somewhere in the Loamhedge area. I can recall asking Brother Methuselah where Loamhedge was, but even he didn't know. How are we supposed to find it?
Cornflower pointed at the stone tablet.
Obviously the answer is in the rhyme, because it says, take this graven page and seek what my words in stone could mean. Surely that's a start.
Excuse me, ma'am. I thinks it be afore that even. Somewhere twixt our earth and sky, birds and gentle breezes roam. Where's that?
That's where we might espy the key, according to that there.
Ambrose Spike chuckled.
Best look about for a key floating round in mid-air. Silly, I cause it.
John looked severely over the top of his glasses.
Silly it may sound, but it's a serious business, Spike.
No need to get huffy, dear.
Mrs. Church Mouse interrupted hastily.
Let's all look up and see what we discover between earth and sky.
Winifred Otter summed it up in a word.
Treetops!
They sat looking at the treetops. Mrs. Church Mouse was just beginning to regret her foolish idea when Cornflower said,
the top of our abbey, maybe?
A slow smile spread across the abbot's face.
Very clever, Cornflower. What better place for our founder to leave a clue than at the top of the very building she designed? So, I'm looking up at our abbey. Tell me, some beast, what am I looking for?
The answers came back.
Something graven deep.
Words in stone.
Something that can't fly but has a beak.
How about mixed up letters evergreen?
Two B's and two O's.
What does an O look like?
Well, I know what two B's would look like.
John Church Mouse banged his beaker upon a wooden platter.
Quiet, quiet, please. All this shouting is getting us nowhere. Cornflower, will you kindly start baby Rollo playing with that stone tablet?
Cornflower sat upon the grass with Rollo, who was running his paws over the slim stone. Mrs. Church Mouse tried to pacify her husband.
Don't shout, dear. I'm sure Rollo won't harm it.
Cornflower was shaking with silent laughter. John was not amused.
I'm sorry, but I failed to see what's so funny about it, Cornflower.
I'm not laughing at you, John. I'm laughing at baby Rollo. Here we are, puzzling our brains out, and Rollo has found the answer again.
Where?
Right here on this stone.
Cornflower explained.
Come and look. I didn't notice it until I watched Rollo passing his paws over the writing. Watch him. You'll see he stops his paw every time he finds a letter in green.
The abbot hurried over to watch Rollo.
By the fur, you're right, Cornflower. Good baby Rollo. Mixed up letters, evergreen. Come on, little one, show me. Your eyes are better than mine. John, get that charcoal and parchment. Take the letters down as I call them out to you.